In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O Mary, conceived without sin. Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ had nowhere to lay his head except the place where, bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Saint Augustine. He had nowhere to lay his head except in the arms of his mother when they met on the way to the cross. What does the passage say to you? How grateful are you for the providence of God? The less you have, and accepting what you have as a blessing from God, how fortunate are those in palliative care who offer themselves as Christ offered himself. How close they are to Christ and his mother when they willingly submit to the will of God by bowing their heads in humble submission to the gentle Saviour by giving their will over to Jesus. Are they not, as Blessed Mother Teresa has said, are they not other Christs? Offering themselves, submitting themselves to the will of the Father, as Jesus rested his head, bowing from the cross, he gave up his spirit. Saint Augustine again. Our Redeemer spread before our captor the mousetrap of the cross. He placed his own blood as bait. The devil shed the blood of one who was not a debtor, and by doing so retreated from those who were debtors. My brothers and sisters, we are in all facets of our lives to imitate Christ, to lose life itself, be obedient unto death, death of ourselves on the cross, death to ourselves. But remember, you have the mother of our Saviour, our Saviour being Jesus, of course. You have the mother of Jesus, our mother, Mary, by grace. Therefore, ask her to be a part of your life this day. Mother of Jesus, pray for me now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son.